Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Erin Dunn of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce with a community comment. You may have noticed those year-end lists starting to appear. The best movie of 2017, the most important events of the past year. Those lists inspired me to make my own list that looks back on 2017. A lot of great things happened in Fortuna this year. The most recent, the Fortuna Huskies became state football champions. It is a spectacular testament to athletes, coaches, parents, and everyone in town who supported them. That title follows an earlier first place for the girls' soccer team in the North Coast sections and a second place finish for the boys' soccer team. New construction started in town that will help shape the future of Fortuna. First, the Community Health Center, part of the Open Door system, is nearly complete. It took shape over the summer and will be operating sometime mid-year next year. While the walls were being raised, so was hope for better health coverage in the Ill River Valley. We broke ground for a new community center on Newburgh Road, the Gene Lucas Community Center. It will house the Fortuna Senior Center, the MGC, and the McLean Foundation offices. The entire campus will include a new home for Reaching for Independence and a few other organizations still to be determined. The opening is scheduled for next fall. Fortuna named a new city manager in 2017, Mark Wheatley. Mark has taken to Fortuna in a way that makes it seem like he's always lived here. And we got a terrific new finance director who, by all accounts, is doing a great job. A solution was found for the Nelson Lane Hillside Neighborhood Association and the ill-advised residential pot grow. A neighbor bought the property and is making it available to Wild Souls Ranch, an equine therapy organization. That was a huge win for our community. Next year, I hope there is a similar victory for the other neighborhoods where the county recklessly allowed large grows to happen literally over the fence from the homes. Measure E took effect in Fortuna. A less than 1% sales tax hike, it has already proven to be a valuable asset to the city. Also, the city solidly stood its ground and is not allowing commercial pot grows or dispensaries in the city limits. Thank you, Fortuna City Council. Now, if our supervisors would only look out for us, maybe 2018 will be the year they make it up to Fortuna. We tragically lost icons Dennis Wendt and Roger Hartwood. Man, would they have loved to see the Huskies be state football champs. Rodeo Grounds got a facelift. We have a new representative for the CR Board of Trustees with Dan Kelly. And Recology took over longtime Fortuna business Ill River Disposal. A few things that didn't happen, like a trial for Marcy Kitchen, that will have to wait for next year's list, too. This has been Erin Dunn with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.